Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message, Build Ye the House of the Lord, looking at scriptures found in the first chapter of the book of Haggai. But before we return to sharing what the Lord would have us understand through the admonition and exhortation that is given to God's people in that passage of Scripture, I just want to pause and make a comment, especially for those of you who have been listening for a period of time, regular listeners. You know, I don't spend much time, but I always invite you to write and share your prayer requests. And over the years, we have such a wonderful, faithful, spiritual family. That's how I view my UCM partners. And every month I send a letter of encouragement. And with that, there's generally an insert, whether something to exhort or encourage, or sometimes it's something funny. Sometimes we just need to laugh. But I always share, as I seek God, what the Lord would have me place on, to share with them, that's whatever He's placed on my heart that I could minister truthfully and honestly and as transparently as possible what He gives for me to share. And the Lord just quickened before I was ready to come on this broadcast a recent letter that I just sent to the partners. And the main subject of it was the fear of the future. Now, that obviously is a condition of unsaved men, but even for God's people, because I know of dear Christians who are going through some very, very difficult times right now. In fact, recently in one of the fires that occurred in California, they lost their everything. I don't have details, but they're safe. That's all I know. And so we are living in very difficult times, and fear of the future, the uncertainty of the times in which we are living, can do a great deal to unsettle us. And so it's important to know what the Word of God says. He says in Psalm 31:15, "My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies." And so it's important, beloved, not only we know of the scripture, but we must live in the belief as well as the experience of God's faithfulness to us. What does He say? "Cast thy burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved." And that beautiful passage in Romans, the 8th chapter, "Things present nor things to come, nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God." And so in obedience to the Lord, I don't know if I've ever done this, maybe once before, the Lord wants me to share the prophetic word that He gave me to share with the partners. And so may your heart be encouraged through this word. "My beloved, fret not thyself with evildoers, for the workers of iniquity shall wax worse and worse before the end comes. But I have called you to peace, as you stand strong in the faith, as you rest in my sovereignty over your life, over the course of nations. You will be able to feel safe and secure in heart and mind, regardless of the uncertainty of the times. My word shall be fulfilled as is written. You can't make things happen. I will. Continue in my love. Rest in the everlasting arms of your Father. I have promised to lead you in a plain path because of the enemy, and he shall not be able to turn you aside as you keep your focus on me. Be strengthened, be comforted. I will be with you in trouble and will deliver you, says the Lord. Praise God. So, beloved, regardless of what the future holds, regardless who is leading this nation, regardless of what the headlines tell us, regardless of whatever is going on in the world, our God is faithful. He will not fail us. He will not forsake us. He told his disciples, and that applies to us, I will be with you to the very end of the age. And by the looks, the way things are are lining up, the return of the Lord draws nigh, beloved. But I just wanted to share that with you because so many are feeling afraid of what the future holds. And let's just pray. Father, right now in Jesus' name, Lord, we acknowledge your word. We acknowledge the veracity of your word, that you'll be with us in trouble and will deliver us. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness to us. And Father, I take authority in Jesus' name over every spirit of fear and anxiety regarding the future. Lord, I know some have written recently, they're tormented with what the future is going to hold because of circumstances in their lives. Father, right now, I rebuke that spirit of fear. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your goodness to us in the mighty and wonderful name above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. All right, well, let's return to the book of Haggai. I want to share, because the comfort they had was as real as the comfort we can experience. So what happened in verse 12, as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, it said the governor, Zerubbabel, Joshua the high priest, and all the remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord. And as we look at what happened historically, there were only 23 days that had elapsed between the events recorded in verse 1 and 2, where he's speaking to that word of the Lord. You know, he's revealing the condition of the people. They're just content, you know, they're just going on with their lives. There's, in just that short period of time, they responded, as we see in verse 15. What does this say? That let's go to 14. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, the spirit of Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord their God. Praise God. So they responded with obedience. And seldom has a sermon had such immediate and practical effect. Of course, Haggai realized it was the Lord's doing. The Spirit of the Lord stirred them up. And that's how we need to be praying, beloved. The response of the people was wholehearted and immediate. What can happen when God's people will come together wholeheartedly and in unity? It says everyone, not only the governor, the high priest, the leaders, all the remnant of the people. And it's beautiful to see lukewarm, self-satisfied people, as they were, respond to the call of the Spirit. They weren't any different than we are, beloved, but unlike a lot of Christians today, they were able to admit they had been wrong. They were guilty before God. And so their response was not half-hearted, nor was it just a matter of duty. Verse 12, it says, they did fear before God. The Lord. This was a full realization of guilt on their part. Let's look at what David said in Psalm 51, verse 17. It says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. He says, hide thy face from my sins, blot out all my iniquity, create in me a clean heart, O God. That should be our cry. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then, See, that's God's pattern, beloved. You can't change it. Then, if we repent, then I will teach transgressors thy ways. Sinners shall be converted unto thee. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. What are the sacrifices of God? A broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Lord, build your temple today, a temple not made with hands. Help us, Lord, to respond to whatever you would speak to our hearts. And, you know, just as in the book of Haggai, it wasn't just the people, it's the leaders. And God's speaking to his leaders today. He was just not talking to the people, but to leaders. We can get so busy doing the work of the Lord that we forget to choose the better portion, which is to sit as Mary did at the feet of the Master. What's verse 13? Beloved, it says, he spoke the Lord's, Haggai the messengers in the Lord's, he spoke the Lord's message to the people saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. That's the exciting thing. The prompt response of the people brings a powerful message of encouragement through the prophet, I am with you. And as soon as the spirit of conviction moved the people to reverence and repentance and action, so also came quickly the consolation and assurance from the Lord, I will be with thee. The greatest confidence we can have, beloved, oh, that God's people would not harden their hearts to the moving of the Holy Spirit, who desires to bring them into a life of full surrender and obedience. What did the Lord say? If you be willing, you shall eat, willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Praise God. Well, my time again has flown, and with the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message tomorrow. I pray that you'll be able to be with me. If at any time you miss a broadcast or want to re-listen, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and you can hear them anytime at your convenience. They're archived there for a number of years. I love you, pray for you every day. I thank you for your prayerful support, UCM family. I thank you for your practical support, without which we couldn't remain on this station. I love you, thank God for you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.